Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. I hope you caught yesterday's story, because our friend Samuel is a little down. Now remember, Samuel is one of God's greatest prophets who speaks for God, and God has a new assignment for him. So walk with me over to Samuel's tent and listen in on his conversation with God. God spoke to the prophet Samuel. Stop brooding about Saul. I've ripped the kingdom from his hand. Now get busy, fill your horn with oil. I have a king for you to anoint. Head to the home of Jesse. But Lord, if Saul finds out, he'll kill me. Stop fussing. Take with you a young calf. Make a sacrifice unto me at Bethlehem. It is there I will tell you who to anoint king. Samuel arrived in Bethlehem and found Jesse's home. He invited him and his family to come and make a sacrifice unto the Lord. When they arrived, Samuel was impressed with Jesse's oldest son. He thought, this is the one God has chosen. Samuel, do not look at the outward appearance. It does not matter how tall or strong he is. I can see things you can't. No, it's not him, nor the second oldest.
Lord, but who?
He is not here.
Jesse, how many sons do you have?
I have 7 sons here. 1, 2, 3, 7.
Is this all of them?
This is where we leave Samuel, trying to find someone to anoint king. Do you know who he's looking for? He's a very famous person in the Bible. He's the author of many of the Psalms. Come back tomorrow and find out who it is. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.